This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A host of politicians are weighing in on how to contain campus protests over the Israeli-Hamas conflict. Some are calling for more security, while some others are telling universities to handle it themselves. More from NPR's Sequoia Carrillo.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called for university presidents to get control of their campuses. He spoke with CBS's Face the Nation about the recent rise in demonstrations across the country in support of Palestinians, but declined to follow some of his Republican colleagues in calls to deploy the National Guard. After a visit to Columbia University last week, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson started the movement to bring in more force to dispel protesters. His speech at the campus was nearly drowned out by students' protests. Other Republicans followed suit, but so far no national force has been deployed. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
The United States is stepping up pressure for a ceasefire agreement in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging Hamas to accept the latest ceasefire proposal, calling it extraordinarily generous on Israel's part. Details of the proposal have not been made public. Prosecutors in Arizona say they will not retry George Kelly. He's the rancher charged in the shooting death of a Mexican citizen found on his property. From Arizona Public Media, Danielle Camara has more.
Defense attorney in the case, Brenna Larkin, says when the mistrial was declared last week, the hung jury voted 7-1 in favor of a not guilty verdict.
I'm glad it's over. We got the right result. I would have preferred a not guilty verdict, and then this would always be gone forever, and they would never have to worry about this.
Prosecutors say they decided not to retry due to the unique challenges and circumstances surrounding the case. Kelly was accused of killing undocumented migrant Gabriel Quen Butimea, but the defense argued that investigators were biased against Kelly and an unknown person killed Quen Butimea. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Camara in Nogales, Arizona.
The Treasury Department expects to borrow more money than projected only a few months ago. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, that's partly due to a drop in tax receipts.
The Treasury Department expects to borrow $243 billion in April, May, and June. That's about $40 billion more than it projected at the beginning of the year. Treasury officials say tax payments in April fell somewhat short of expectations. That's in contrast to the first 3 months of the year, when tax payments came in higher than expected. For the full year, congressional forecasters think the government will spend about $1.6 trillion more than it collects in taxes. As a result of the mounting federal debt, the government's expected to pay more in interest this year than it spends on either defense or Medicare. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from Elon Musk. The Tesla and SpaceX owner was ordered to get advance approval before posting messages about his companies on social media. Musk argued that the restrictions amount to prior restraint on his right to free speech. In 2018, his tweets caused sharp fluctuations in share prices and prompted a temporary halt in trading. The chief executive of Paramount Global is out. Paramount is the parent company of CBS, MTV, and Comedy Central. NPR's David Folkenflik reports that the ouster is part of a broader brawl over the conglomerate's future.
Controlling owner Sherry Redstone took over what's now Paramount amid a blizzard of lawsuits and legal threats. She has been negotiating over a possible sale to Skydance Media and David Ellison, the son of the billionaire founder of Oracle. CEO Bob Bakish and some shareholders have argued the deal was largely constructed to benefit Redstone. Other Paramount executives questioned Bakish's leadership directly to the board before his ouster. Ellison has sweetened the deal for some shareholders, but some investors still say alternate deals would be more lucrative. Threats of lawsuits present once more. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
One of the winners of the $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot this month is an immigrant from Laos who's been battling cancer for 8 years. Chang Sapan, who lives in Oregon, says he and his wife would take half their winnings and plan to give the rest to a friend who chipped in to buy a batch of lottery tickets. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One.
With the Spark Cash Plus card, you earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Terms and conditions apply.